Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you again, AJ, for another lovely intro. So we are going to get right into this because it's making me hungry, AJ. I'm kind of, I didn't have lunch today, in part because we ate so many of these hamburgers 2 days ago. Or they're not even hamburgers, right? They're meatless burgers or veggie patties or possible beyond light year burger. I don't know what you want to call it. But yeah, so we originally picked up 10, okay? And we kind of figured how we're going to do this and keep it under like a 12-hour show. So we really want to do that. So we picked up, we went around, we scoured around the local stores. We went to Walmart, Target, all the grocery stores, Whole Foods. What was the other one? There was another big Wegmans, big ones we went to. And we got all of the meatless veggie burgers that we can find. And then we brought them all back here. I think we ended up having finding 12 different guys. We cooked them all up. And we tested the burgers by themselves. Because we talked about this earlier. You go to like Burger King or someplace like that. They got all kinds of junk on there. You got your mayo and your tomato and your lettuce. That can pretty much make anything taste good, right? So we wanted to taste these au naturel. So we set them all up. We threw them all on there. We cooked them per the recommendations on the boxes. And then we tasted them. We each took a little quarter out of each one and a bite and then cleansed our palate, so to speak, and then with a glass of water. And then we went on to the next one and the next one and the next one. And we did it until we had no food left. And we eliminated 5. Actually, we eliminated 7. But we have a top 5. So, and we have a number 1. We have a clear-cut number 1. And how we graded them is, first we looked at nutrition. We looked at how, if it's twice as bad for you than a hamburger, and the salt or the fat or anything, if it overwhelmed all of everything else in the burger, any healthy aspects, let's say fiber or anything like that, we kind of toss some of those out. And besides the beans and the veggies, many patties contained different, unpronounceable ingredients that I hate to tell you, but they're not found in Mrs. Mafia's garden. There's nothing. It's chemicals, folks. I mean, they do chemicals, and so when you do try this, make sure that the burger is, the chemicals in there aren't harmful to you. To maybe if you're on some sort of medication or something, but you definitely have to look at them because there's a lot of chemicals in there, and a lot of salt. And almost everyone had different ingredients, which was interesting. It was very little, some consistencies, but for the most part, they were different. And then we kind of rated the how they looked. I mean, did they look like a hamburger? And did they feel, were they mushy or not? I mean, did it feel like a hamburger? Would you crumble apart like a normal hamburger would? And how did it hold up to the heat when we grilled them? That was another whole process that we took. We put a lot of work into this, folks. We put a lot of work into this. And then obviously the taste. Did we like it at the end? What was, when we bit into this, the veggie burgers, did it taste like what we wanted it to taste like, what we thought, what we, based on looks and appearance? Well, did it really taste like what we thought it was going to taste like? And were they seasoned good enough? Did the veggies caramelize when you cooked them good enough? It wasn't overly flavored and all that stuff. So we're going to get right in here. Can we get a little drum roll here? Thank you, AJ. So it's going to be Dr. Brager's All-American Veggie Burger. I don't know if he's a real doctor, but it's gluten-free, soy-free, 25 grams of protein. You had 290 calories, and the ingredients were mostly... for the protein, you had your black beans, your carrots, your sweet potatoes. It had butternut squash, roasted garlic, onion powder, and sea salt for the most part as the ingredients. And it appeared like a burger. I got to say, it was pretty dense, the texture. It filled us up, as we ate more of it. Because some of these, after we did the testing, we kind of finished some of the ones we liked off. And this was one I went back to, and It wasn't bad. It was not my top pick out of the group. Wasn't as flavorful, but like I said, if you're putting all your toppings on, your salt, your pepper, your tomato, onion, lettuce, all that stuff, it kind of will add to it. And it kind of tasted, had a little bit of a mashed potato taste without the butter. A little grainier though. I wouldn't say they were, you know, grandmom's mashed potatoes. It was really like more of an instant kind of flavor, but without the butter. So that's the easiest way I can explain it. And it wasn't, as far as health factors, there was some fiber in it, so it did offset some of the carbs. So it's not horrible for you. So we're going to go to number four on the list, and we don't need a drum roll, but we're going to go to number four of our top five, was the Impossible Foods Impossible Burger. And this one had a red texture in the middle. It was only 220 calories. The base of this burger, it's made with a wheat protein and coconut oil and potato protein as well as ham. And with lends the burger, it's kind of meaty taste aroma with that. So that's pretty interesting. And it definitely had the look of meat. And it looked like, almost like if you had a pulled pork sandwich, it looked like that. So biting into it, you know, you revealed an unexpected kind of mushy mouthfeel with somewhat resembled ground beef, but just not really close, but no cigar, as they say. And if you've ever had, a jackfruit, AJ, jackfruit? No, you haven't. Okay. Well, if you taste this burger, it kind of tastes like a very fibrous fruit almost, but without the fruity flavor. It didn't really have that sweetness. Well, you know, we grilled these up nicely, so the outer part of the burger, it tasted like real meat, but the inside, it didn't deliver that meaty flavor that you'd expect from a real burger. So, you know, given the Impossible Burger is really working hard to make that meat seem like real meat, and we were expecting to be fooled, really, by the kind of the architecture of the burger, but not quite. We missed the mark, we feel, a little bit. And the burger was tasty, and another one I went back to, and it was more flavorful than the previous burger we tested, but it wasn't our number one. It wasn't our number one. And then the number three on the list, it was Hillary Adzuki's Bean Burger. Now, these burgers, these are the ones that looked, when I first saw them, I thought they were frozen English muffins. They looked like a grainy frozen English muffins. And before, you know, once you pick them up, you realize that wasn't the case. But these only had 180 calories. So the calorie-wise, they definitely got a little bit better for you. And the ingredients in these were mostly whole grain millet and the adzuki beans, which were, you know, whole grain quinoa, as well as organic coconut oil again, and onions and sweet potatoes. They seem to go with the sweet potatoes to kind of get it that red tint to the burger, although this one really didn't even pretend to be a burger, I don't think. It was great that you could see the different pieces of the vegetables inside the burger. You could see the quinoa and the cubed sweet potatoes. Again, not trying to pretend to be a burger, or, you know, camouflage or be a chameleon burger, I guess. But the burger was overpowering with a peppery scent. And it was zingy is the word. And just as expected, AJ and I both felt this burger had a little bit of a kick because there was chili and cumin and lime and a little bit of apple cider vinegar in there. And even though it was marketed kind of as a bean burger, to us is why we bought it. The patty had more of a texture of the quinoa and the millet flavor going for it. So aside from, you know, a very English muffin-y look to it, and a lot of salt. There was an overwhelming amount of salt. We liked this one a lot because the main ingredient of the burger was quinoa, you know. So it's something we know. And there was some protein and some other things in there. And I guess there might have been a dollop of like cottage cheese on top of it. Would be a good idea. Kind of give you a little bit, a little extra protein punch to it if you really wanted to. AJ threw some on there and it wasn't too bad, so we kind of tasted a couple of things out. But as it was, That was our number three. And then number two, this was one that was interesting because I personally purchased this one because on the box it had a big thing that said low sodium. And we knew we were going to be up against the sodium verdict. Plus, the picture looked really nice. I think it had a piece of avocado and the burger looked like a burger. But it was the Amy's Light in Sodium California Veggie Burger, right? So we'll try it. 110 calories, the lowest so far in the bunch. We keep going down. And the ingredients were fairly simple. It had organic ingredients like mushrooms, onions, celery, carrot, oats, walnuts, things like that. And nothing out of the ordinary on this one. And the burger patty itself was fairly small. And it smelled like truffle fries. And that could be because of the mushrooms in there. And the first impressions was it was, you could tell the first ingredient was mushrooms. You know, the burger was the crunchy walnuts kind of dominated the burger's texture, you know, I think a little bit. And if you ever had a craving, you know, for like a mushroom risotto or something like that, you know, you could save the calories by having something like this instead. You know, the patty had a lot of garlic, big hint of garlic, you know. You could definitely get those garlic hints, but it was what you expected from the ingredients in the actual burger, right? And taste wise, I mean, the patty deserved top marks because it was not overly salted, which is one of the reasons why we purchased it. And it had a hard to explain, not like a celery crunch, but it had a decent crunch when you bit into it. And the mushroom flavor, I think would pair nice, especially if you put some cheese or something on top of it. It would go pretty well if you like mushrooms. And it wasn't bad, but it was probably one of the more healthier ones that we had, calorie wise. So number one, you want to do a drum roll for this one, AJ? Let's get another drum roll in here. Thank you, AJ. Thank you. So number one, out of all the ones we tested, was the Beyond Meat and the Beyond Meat Burger, which was a plant-based burger patty. This we found in the local grocery store. Kind of pricey, I might add. But each patty was only 290 calories. So at 290 calories, it would almost double the last one we had. But, and the burger was, based on the packaging, it was all about the non-GMO ingredients. And again, pea protein, canola oil, and coconut oil. But in the packaging, it looked like you were buying a pound of ground beef. I mean, that's what it looked like. And it, you know, we found it in the meat section. We found it right next to they have like a cold case with all the different ground beef and whatnot, and it was like right over next to it, and easy enough to find when I was looking around. And you know, when you flip it over, you revealed kind of a weird looking pink, like a fleshy patty that was, you know, it needed a direct flame. It almost looked like we needed to get that puppy onto a grill, you know, right, AJ? Yeah, we thought we accidentally bought chopped meat at this time, but it looked weird. It was like almost like a pink slime from the beef days. Although it wasn't oozing really blood, it was actually oozing what they call beet juice. So we cooked it kind of to well done. And texture-wise, you wouldn't be able to tell it apart from ground beef. It was the most, texture-wise, the most closest we've had to a ground beef patty. Amazing. It was amazing. And after we cooked it on the broiler for about 8 minutes on each side, that was the directions that came with it. And the patty came out slightly charred, tasted, it tasted strikingly like meat, like it would a hamburger on the grill. And, you know, we thought it would taste more, we thought it would taste more like a burger made with the blend of like kind of ground chicken and ground beef. Like if you mix something together, you know, but it was very, there was a hint of beef flavor, I guess you could say, without the beef. So that was pretty, pretty fun. And that's why that kind of won our top score. And you definitely, if you haven't tried one, you know, the Beyond Burger is beyond juicy. By the way, this isn't a sponsored way in a product in any way, but it was definitely juicy. If you like a juicy hamburger, Some of us don't. But if you like a juicy hamburger and that meaty taste and you know, it's almost an exact replica of a poultry patty. If you've had a chicken patty, you know, except it looked like and kind of bled like beef burger would, you might enjoy this. It's also packed in, it's packed in iron. There's a lot of iron in the recipe, which is good for some of us. And overall, it was about 80% leaner than a beef burger. So it was healthier too than a beef burger. I don't know if I would serve it up in a barbecue. I don't know if guests would be tricked or not. They would know it's something different, but, on a bun with the proper, accessories and condiments, I think it would definitely, surprise some. It may even fool some. So we are going to get, take a short break. I'm getting very hungry now, and we're going to be right back with our final words on this whole meatless burger phenomenon. And if you have any different picks, anything that we missed, we'd love to hear from you. And we can maybe do a part two of this if there's enough of them to try. Or, you know, who knows? Maybe, like I said, the McDonald's burger will come out. Maybe we'll do a part two and feature the McDonald's meatless burger and see how it stacks up against the Beyond Burger that we seem to have enjoyed here at the show. So we're going to take a short break. We will be right back after this.